You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. Every Thursday, Americans for Prosperity Action activates the largest grassroots community operation in the country to join together and phone into key federal races across the states. Each week presents a new opportunity to join the thousands of dedicated citizens committed to being the most impactful grassroots army in America. You can join AFP every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Central to phone for freedom. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up today. And while you're online, don't forget to follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, yesterday's shooting at Trump's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania is being investigated as an attempted assassination of the former president. Trump called this morning for unity and resilience as shocked leaders across the political divide reacted to the shooting. The FBI has not yet identified any threatening writing, social media posts, or a motive from the Trump rally. I'm not going to name the individual. I was going to say something that might get me a fine there. With us now to give us some insights into the assassination attempt is Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach. General, thank you for joining us this evening.
Great to be with you, John.
Chris, I know you are friends with the former president and his son, but that iconic image of the former president thrusting his fist into the air, it's just vintage Trump, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think Trump had his Teddy Roosevelt moment.
Yes.
What I'm referring to is in 1912, there was an assassination attempt on Teddy Roosevelt, and Roosevelt had a steel eyeglasses case in his chest pocket and a 50-page speech.
Right.
In his chest pocket. And the bullet pierced both of those and then lodged in his chest muscle. And Roosevelt, being an experienced hunter, you know, noted that he was not coughing up any blood, so therefore it hadn't entered his lung. And he finished his speech.
Yes.
And that was before they had the, you know, Secret Service protocols we have today. I think if Trump was bad, if this happened in 1912 and they weren't diving all over him, Trump would have probably mopped off his head, stop the bleeding on his ear, and then he would have continued his speech.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. He would have stood up, put a little towel on it, and said, okay, let's keep going.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is very Rooseveltian, Teddy, that is, in what Trump did. So it was, you know, his response was perfect. I do think, however, the Secret Service, there are some colossal mistakes that the Secret Service made.
You and I were both there for the former president's visit to Topeka for your rally back in 2018.
Yeah.
Saw how the Secret Service secured that site. You and I were also there when Vice President Pence came here to Wichita for your rally.
In fact, I
was behind the scenes for that because I helped coordinate that. I can't imagine how that shooter was able to breach security. He was 150 feet away in an elevated position. Somebody's got to get fired for this.
Yeah, 150 yards on top of a roof. I mean, so clearly whoever set up the site for the Secret Service made a massive mistake in setting the perimeter so small. I mean, a building 150 yards away,
right,
that should be in the perimeter. You should not be able to get anywhere near that building without going through a metal detector. And you know, that was a mistake. And then you also have to wonder, like, how was he able to get off multiple shots?
Right.
He should have been taken out the moment somebody on the ground saw him. What was the cause of the delay? And this, you're right, somebody should be fired. But sometimes I wish we had a tradition like they have in England, where if there's a problem like this, immediately the head of the Secret Service would resign, or in their case, MI5 or whatever the relevant agency. A resignation would occur immediately. And then subsequently, the people who made mistakes would be fired. And here in America, nobody gets fired. Nobody takes responsibility. This is a colossal, colossal mistake. I guarantee a year from now at Secret Service training, this will be a textbook case of mistakes not to make.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Well, and according to multiple media outlets, a source familiar with Trump's security detail has been asking for beefed up protection and resources for weeks, but has been rebuffed time and time again by Biden's DHS. I'm not one of these, you know, tinfoil hat guys who thinks that Biden was in on this or anything like that. But you have to think that could have been a factor yesterday.
Yeah, it could have been. I'm told that they were relying on help from local law enforcement for part of the security. I mean, who knows if they had a lack of personnel, but they still made mistakes. Still, the people who were there made big time mistakes. And, you know, there really needs to be a taking of responsibility here. And, you know, if for no other reason than if they come clean and they say we made this mistake, that mistake and another mistake, then the public will be reassured that, OK, you know, maybe it wasn't an inside job, because when they clam up, that's when the conspiracy theories run wild.
Yes.
They need to acknowledge the mistakes that were made.
We're talking with Attorney General Chris Kobach. I mentioned this in my monologue. You've been a victim of this. I remember, you know, when illegal immigrant protesters were at your home with your daughters just inside the house. You know, considering the Democrats have spent months demonizing Trump as the threat to democracy, as evil, calling him Hitler. I mean, even last month, President Biden said we needed to, quote, put Trump in the crosshairs. Do you think any of this will maybe stamp down some of the rhetoric? Because this is, I mean, at some point we have to start looking at the way we're referring to each other. Look, I love having a good discourse and debate on issues, but some of this rhetoric has to stop.
Yeah, the ad hominem remarks. You know, I've always said that whenever I'm in a debate or in a political contest and my opponent resorts to ad hominem attacks on me personally, then I know he's out of arguments. And
exactly.
That's kind of where the Democrats are right now. They're out of arguments and start attacking Trump personally as a result. It is a huge mistake. And I think, you know, I don't necessarily lay all the blame for this atmosphere at Biden's feet.
I know.
The Democrat media, I mean, you know, the what's her name? The actress, had a photo of a, you know, an image of a beheaded Trump.
Kathy Lair. Yeah, give Kathy.
Yeah.
Yes. The comedian.
Yeah, and, you know, right. Yeah. Very funny. And just these calls on the left in Hollywood for, you know, Trump being to be killed either directly or indirectly or, you know, making a joke out of it. That has an effect. We'll find out more about the shooter and whatever's going on in his twisted head. But there's no question when you have, Hollywood, which is driving American culture, making light of killing Trump, that probably contributed to the sickness in this guy's head.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And conversely, we need to watch the way we refer to Joe. Now, there's nothing wrong with questioning his capacity, his ability to lead, especially, I mean, he wants another 4 years. I'm not entirely sure he can survive another 4 months. And there's nothing wrong with bringing up those issues. It's very different to start comparing someone to Hitler and making references along. That's a whole other level of stooping to a whole new level or level, low
right.
level.
And our side, on the conservative side of the debate, we've never done that. When Biden was forcing mandatory vaccinations on the American public in a very authoritarian way, we didn't start calling him Stalin Joe or you know, Joe Stalin. We didn't call him a Marxist or Chairman Mao. That would be the equivalent, of calling Trump Hitler. We didn't do that. And we just said we disagree. We think these policies are wrong. On the left, though, they have this constant refrain to call any person they disagree with Hitler if they're advocating conservative policies.
I know in the past, this is my first convention in a few that I haven't attended. Are you headed to or at Milwaukee? Are you headed to the GOP?
I am at my hotel in the Milwaukee, just outside of the Milwaukee area.
I figured. Well, I appreciate, you know, when I texted you this afternoon, I wasn't sure. I appreciate you taking the time to call us. Then it's really generous of you to take time out of it. Are you looking forward to the conventions?
I am, and I think, you know, this happening in the wake of the assassination attempt will charge the convention atmosphere more than any other. You know, conventions have a certain amount of orchestrated nature to them. There's, you know, you don't expect anything surprising to happen, but sometimes they can be a little bit mundane, but I think this year is going to be very different because of what has just happened.
Yes.
So I am looking forward to it.
I will say one of the things that I was very pleased about was I thought it was a very wise move by the president to invite Nikki Haley to speak at the RNC Tuesday night. I think that's very magnanimous. And, you know, you cannot unify if you don't do that. I thought that was a smart move on his part. And I was very pleased to see him do that.
Yeah, and you know, that's something we've seen throughout his career as a national level politician in America, which of course that's the only level he's been a politician. He is very good at forgiving people who were in the other camp. Look at Wichita's own Mike Pompeo. You know, Pompeo
right.
was
yeah.
a Rubio supporter in 2016, and Trump welcomed him with open arms. And so he does that. He's happy to welcome former opponents or former supporters of opponents into his camp. And I think that was a great gesture of his.
I led off by pointing out that you know the president, the former president, and Don Jr. Care to speculate who the VP is going to be?
Boy, I don't know. If I had to place a bet, if you made me pick someone, I'd probably pick Rubio. But I don't have a huge amount of confidence in that. I'll be seeing Don Jr. tomorrow. So we'll see if I can pry anything out of him. I'm sure he'll be tight-lipped as ever. So
if you pry it out of him, text me, and I won't tell anybody, okay. I promise. I'm not on the air until Sunday.
So. There you go.
Chris, I love you. Please say my best to Heather. If folks want to follow you, I'm sure you'll be tweeting out updates from the convention. It's at Chris Kobach, 1787. And if folks want information on you, they can find you online at chriskobach.com, correct?
Exactly. Yep. That is it.
Brother, I appreciate you. General, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
My pleasure. All right, take care.
Thank you, sir. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, we'll continue our 2024 candidate profiles. I love our Attorney General. We are so blessed. He is such a champion, such a man of character and principle. Our 2024 candidate profiles with a conversation with Tyson Thrall, Republican candidate for Kansas House District 102. Studio lines are open. 316-869-1330. We'll be back right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.